Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Monday evening. It's about 80 degrees. It's lovely. It really is. I just passed by. Julia's outside playing, entertaining all the members of the Hanover Chamber of Commerce. They had their big golf tournament here today, and there's still some stragglers. So if you're coming by and you're hearing like Lori Berkner and Raffi and Dan Zane's for Kids, that's Julia just doing her part to, you know, move you along, get you over to the dinner. It's good stuff. Tomorrow, Kevin Sorbo is going to be dropping by. Really looking forward to chatting with him, finding out what it's like to be a conservative in Hollywood. Oh, that's not easy. But he's done it. He's done it. And he's coming here to Richmond. He's coming to Glen Allen, in fact. Wednesday evening, there are still tickets available at thevirginiacouncil.org. There's a lot of great stuff happening. You know, Congressman Jim Jordan is coming to Virginia. I love Jim Jordan. Man, he's doing great work in D.C. And who's bringing him? Well, State Senator John McGuire, who I'm very happy to say is my state senator as we speak. And after the election, he will be my congressman representing me as part of the 5th Congressional District in our beloved Commonwealth. Good afternoon, John.
Hey, good afternoon, Jeff. I have to agree with you. Jim Jordan's one of the smartest ones in Congress, and he and I have had some really good conversations over the last few months, and I'm really excited to bring him to the district, the 5th Congressional District, this Saturday.
Oh, well, now, I want to know a little bit more, because as we speak, John, I'm telling you, I'm reading about some of the stuff he's got going on in D.C., the information he's uncovering about what's happened in the White House and other places. Good Lord, it's just incredible.
I'm telling you, the corruption is everywhere. It's the America Last Party. Yeah. We've got 15 days, as Trump says, to save a country. We've got to get Trump in there. We've got to get Hung Cao. And I'm in the 5th Congressional District. We've got to get all of our congressmen and women across the finish line. If we don't win in 15 days, I'm worried about our future.
As well you should be. I, you and I are about the same age. We're looking at this not necessarily for ourselves, right? We've both had pretty good runs and enjoyed life and all that other good stuff, but we've got kids. We want them to have some opportunities, and President Trump's the only guy fighting for them.
I know it. Did you see the other night at Hampton Sydney College, I had a forum debate with my Democrat opponent?
Yeah, I was going to ask you about it. How did that go?
Well, I got to tell you, what my opponent, if you watch it, I could send you a link. Yeah. It has, basically, my team said it looked like she watched every one of Kamala Harris's talking points. I mean, she got up there and said that, hey, we need the illegal aliens coming across the border for our workforce, and there may be a few bad apples. And I'm like, tell that to Lake and Riley's parents. Tell that to the 14-year-old girl's parents who got this 14-year-old girl in the 5th District got raped by an illegal alien who was released from jail 4 times. So crime is up everywhere. And Trump said he's going to take these criminals, round them up, and send them back to their countries. And those countries say, we don't want them back. And the criminals don't want to go. But if it was me, I'd just drop them off on the beach and say, hey, that's your problem.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah, good luck to you. Hope it works out. But you don't belong here. And we're done with you. Did she resonate, do you think, with anybody who showed up for that debate at Hampton Sydney, or was she just totally off point?
She brought about, I would say, 12 people to support her. I would say 100 and some people were certainly supporting me. But, you know, it was interesting because, you know, we talked about diversity, equity, inclusion, DEI. Mm-hmm. And she got the question first, and she says, I fully support equity and diversity, equity, inclusion. So I got up there and said something like, hey, look, as a veteran, you know, I love our country. I love the American people. If you save my life on the battlefield, I don't care if you're male or female, black or white, Democrat, Republican, or independent, we're all Americans. But I'm totally against equal outcome. I'm for equal opportunity for everyone, but not equal outcome. You know, if I made an example. I talked about a heart surgeon. You want the best heart surgeon. You want meritocracy. I said if a plane went down in the jungle and you got a Navy SEAL jungle survival expert, would you rather have him lead you to safety or someone who's never been in the jungle? And when she got a chance to speak, she said, ladies and gentlemen, there's no such thing as meritocracy, and we're not going back. And she doubled down. And I said that you could take diversity, equity, inclusion, and change the word equity for Marxism because it would fit. And I heard one guy go, he goes, diversity, equity, inclusion equals didn't earn it.
That's right.
So we covered a lot of things. I mean, she said our economy today is the best it's ever been. And, you know, under Trump, I know, and it's crazy. It's like they believe this stuff. And under Trump, you know, unemployment was like, all-time low. We had the inflation was like under 2% inflation. Now it's got up to 10.
Yep.
Interest rates were about 2%, they've gone up to over 7. And you think about a young person graduating a trade school or graduating college, trying to buy a home, start a family. Everything's more expensive. So I kept talking about how we need energy dominance because then it would lower the cost of everything. Because we basically shut down Anwar when Biden got in office and started buying fuel from people that don't like these countries that don't like us. So instead of selling it and making a profit, we're buying it from these countries. And so it's America last, and that's why we need Trump back in the White House.
No doubt about it. State Senator John McGuire is joining us. John is running for the 5th Congressional District seat. We got 15 days left to sort of get over the line. Hung Cao, as you know, running for the U.S. Senate. John, you're talking about how things were when President Trump was in office versus the Biden-Harris administration. Inflation. Last day of Donald Trump's time in office, it was 1.4%. It was 9.1% under Kamala Harris. Gasoline, look, this is the easy one. Everybody goes to Wawa or wherever you're going to put gas in your truck, gas in your car, and you can see the price. I mean, it's doubled during the time these folks have been in office. It's insane.
Yeah, young people nowadays have an app, and every day they check the app to find out where to go to get the cheapest fuel prices.
Yeah.
We weren't doing that 4 years ago. So we got to get Trump back in there.
What are you hearing and feeling out in the field? As you travel the 5th District, what are people saying to you, John?
Well, you know, you guys have probably, a lot of people have seen my blue Ford Raptor that I drive around in, wave cars in the morning. I tell people I like that truck because it's got big old shocks and I can jump through the air like Dukes of Hazzard. But I bought that car and 2019 was 0 miles, and I'm now at 232,000 miles. I've been all over the district listening to everybody shaking lots of hands. And people are very concerned with the economy. Just like you said, everything is less affordable. Now, Governor Youngkin has done an incredible job with it, even though he has a Democrat Senate and a Democrat House. But the federal is putting all that pressure on every state, including Virginia, and we can do a lot better.
What
I'm hearing is the economy is a big deal. People are worried about the open borders and that fentanyl that's coming across the border and poisoning the American people. And, we all know it's coming from China.
That's right.
And so we've got to secure that border. So obviously the border is up there. Economy is up there. And, of course, safety and security. And I'd say we are less safe at the local, state, and federal level. Did you see where those gang members took over those apartment buildings in different places in the U.S.?
Outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. Yep.
Yep. I also heard my opponent talking about Israel, and she said that we need a two-state solution and we need to have a ceasefire. And I'm thinking, if America, if the United States is at war, we're not going to let some country tell us we need a ceasefire. We should be able to finish the job and fight on our own terms.
Right.
And I fully support Israel in that effort. And Israel is a pretty smart country, and they have to be. I mean, these people want to push them into the sea and eliminate them.
That's
another reason.
Well, listen, I want folks, obviously I'd love for folks to vote for you. That's how I'm voting. I've got your sign in the yard. I had sign number one when you were running for state senate, all the rest of it. But you've got Jim Jordan coming to the district. For folks who might want to get out, is it like an open to the public thing, or do you need tickets?
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's open to the public, it's free, and it's this Saturday, October 26th at 6 p.m. Now, if you know where Farmville is, that's where Hampton City College, Longwood University, that area, right. It's in the Farmville area. So it's, okay. The address would be 3286 Poorhouse Road, Rice, Virginia. Okay. And I've got a simple email address. It's just J-O-H-N, John. Yep. John at McGuireVA.com. That's M-C-G-U-I-R-E-V-A, like Victor Alpha.com. So John at McGuireVA.com. And if you send me an email, I'll give you all the details on this Jim Jordan event. Bring some friends. We're going to be giving away free Trump signs, free food, free swag. We're going to have the biggest Trump bus you ever saw. And then, it's just going to be a great time. And we'd like to give Jim Jordan, who's been fighting so hard for us, a good warm welcome. And the purpose is get out the vote.
That's
for
right.
President Trump, Hung Cao, and John McGuire.
Yep.
And I'm excited about it. It's going to be a great event.
I think so. I'll tell you what, John, if you don't mind, I'm going to share the details on my social media. I think I'm going to send you a note. I'm going to try and get down there. I'm traveling that day, but I hope to be back in time to get down there because the opportunity to visit a little bit with Jim Jordan, who's been fighting the toughest of all fights up there in D.C., a great, great guy, standing shoulder to shoulder with another great guy, John McGuire. I think the world of you. I'm looking forward to you being my member of Congress, but we've got 15 days, can't let up on the gas. We've got to get it done, starting with President Trump and all of you guys, Hung Cao and John McGuire. And we just got to get it done. We got to get it done. 15 days, we can get it done. We can take a nap on day 16, right?
Yep, and I got a message from Trump. Again, he wants everyone to vote early. Some people don't like it, but Trump wants you to vote early, and please get 10 people to vote. And one person said they only have 3 friends, and I said we need to find 7 more. But we need to get the word out. And I gave you that email address, john@mcguireva.com. You know, we didn't have, across the entire country in 2020, we didn't have people covering all these polls. So I'd rather have more poll workers than we need. So if you want to be part of Saving America to help Trump, Hung Cao, John McGuire, Rob Whitman, Jen Kiggins, Derek Anderson, and everybody else.
That's right.
Email john@mcguireva.com. We'll give you the information you need. We've got volunteers, but we could use a lot more.
Okay.
And we'd love to have you out there as part of the team to save America.
I love it. john@mcguireva.com. John, I always appreciate you making time for us. Like I said, we got 15 days. Let's keep our foot on the gas, get this done, and hoping to see you this Saturday with Jim Jordan down there in the Farmville area. That is John McGuire. He's my state senator today in a couple of weeks. God willing, he's going to be my member of Congress. He's a solid guy. And this Saturday with Jim Jordan in Farmville, that's an exciting time. 516, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.